Welcome to Unzip, where we break down the latest AI and machine learning research so you don't have to wade through dense academic papers. I'm Skylar. And before we dive in, a quick thanks to our sponsor, Limitless AI, for making this show possible. Today, we're unpacking five papers that span some really exciting territory, from making multimodal models more efficient to teaching robots with your smartphone. Let's get started. Oh, first up is Mascant, which tackles a problem that's becoming increasingly important as multimodal LLMs get bigger and more resource hungry. You know, quantization has been a game changer for regular language models, basically reducing the precision of weights to make models smaller and faster. But when you try to apply these same techniques to multimodal models that handle both text and images, things get messy. The authors identified two key issues with existing approaches like smooth quant. First, there's smoothing misalignment. Essentially, the optimal smoothing parameters for text processing are completely different from what works best for vision components. Second, there's this cross-model computational invariance problem where the mathematical properties that hold for text don't necessarily transfer to visual data. Their solution, modality-aware smoothing quantization, treats each modality separately during the quantization process. Instead of trying to force a one-size-fits-all approach, they develop modality-specific smoothing strategies. What's really clever is that they maintain the computational benefits of quantization while preserving the model's ability to reason across modalities. For practitioners working with multimodal models, this could be huge. We're talking about significant memory savings and inference speedups without the performance degradation you typically see with naive quantization approaches. Next, let's talk about DARE, which addresses a fascinating intersection of AI and statistical computing. Here's the thing. R has this incredible ecosystem of statistical methods, many of which are gold standard in fields like biostatistics and econometrics. But LLM agents consistently underutilize these tools because they struggle with both statistical knowledge and tool retrieval. The core issue is that existing retrieval systems focus on function-level semantics. They match based on what a function does rather than whether it's appropriate for your specific data distribution. DARE takes a completely different approach by incorporating data distribution information directly into the retrieval process. So instead of just matching I need to do regression with any regression function, it considers the actual characteristics of your data. Is it skewed? Does it have outliers? What's the sample size? Are there missing values? The retrieval model then suggests IR functions that are specifically designed for those data characteristics. This is distribution-aware retrieval in action. What makes this particularly exciting for data scientists is that it bridges the gap between AI automation and rigorous statistical practice. You get the convenience of LLM agents, but with the statistical rigor that R's ecosystem provides. The authors show significant improvements in both the appropriateness of tool selection and downstream analysis quality. The third paper dives into a fundamental challenge in training LLMs for search augmented reasoning, the credit assignment problem. When you're training a model to reason through multi-step processes that involve retrieving information, how do you know which specific steps were good or bad? Existing methods like SearcherOne only provide feedback at the very end of a reasoning chain, which makes it nearly impossible to improve individual reasoning or retrieval decisions. It's like getting a final grade on a complex math problem without knowing which steps were wrong. StepSearch tried to solve this with step-level supervision, but it relied on heuristic rewards like TF-IDF, overlap, which don't really capture reasoning quality. The authors proposed truncated step-level sampling with process rewards. Essentially, they train the model by sampling at different points in the reasoning process and providing more nuanced feedback about the quality of each step. The key innovation is using process rewards that actually evaluate the reasoning quality rather than just surface-level text similarity. They show that this approach significantly outperforms both more sparse outcome-based methods and heuristic step-level approaches. So, for anyone working on retrieval, augmented generation, or tool-using agents, this provides a much more principled way to train models that can break down complex problems into well-reasoned steps. RoboPocket caught my attention because it addresses one of the biggest bottlenecks in robot learning, efficient data collection. The traditional approach to imitation learning is pretty inefficient. You either collect data blindly without knowing what the robot actually needs to learn, or you use interactive methods like Dagger that require constant access to the physical robot. RoboPocket introduces this really clever solution. They use your smartphone as a handheld interface for targeted data collection. Here's how it works. The robot attempts a task, fails at certain points, and then the system identifies these failure modes and requests specific demonstrations from human operators using their phones. The key insight is that you don't need to collect demonstrations randomly. You want to focus on the states where the current policy is struggling. The smartphone interface makes this scalable because operators can provide demonstrations remotely, and the system can prioritize which demonstrations are most valuable based on the robot's current weaknesses. They show that this targeted approach requires significantly less human data while achieving better performance than traditional imitation learning. For robotics practitioners, this could be a game changer. Instead of needing expensive teleoperation setups or having experts physically present with the robot, you can crowdsource targeted improvements using something everyone already has in their pocket. Finally, interactive benchmarks proposes a fundamental shift in how we evaluate AI systems. The authors argue that standard benchmarks are becoming unreliable due to saturation. Models are essentially memorizing answers rather than demonstrating true reasoning ability. Their solution is to evaluate models based on their ability to acquire information actively, rather than just processing static inputs. The framework they propose works like this. Models have to reason through problems by actively requesting information, but they're constrained by a budget. They can't just ask for everything. This creates two interesting evaluation settings. In interactive proofs, models have to convince a judge that they've solved a problem through strategic questioning. In the second setting, they have to efficiently gather information to solve tasks under resource constraints. What's brilliant about this approach is that it's much harder to game. Models can't just memorize answers because the interactive nature means the exact sequence of information they receive depends on their own decisions. This forces models to demonstrate genuine reasoning and information-seeking strategies. For researchers and practitioners, this provides a more reliable way to evaluate whether models truly understand problems or are just pattern matching. It's particularly relevant as we move toward more agentic AI systems that need to actively gather information in real-world scenarios. That wraps up today's dive into the latest AI research. Thanks again to Limitless AI for sponsoring this episode. You'll find links to all 5 papers in the show notes. And if you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to subscribe and share with your fellow AI practitioners. Until next time, keep learning and stay curious.